Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to the Concierge Coaches Show with Bruce Cameron and Cindy DeFerdinand, only on LA Talk Radio.
Well, good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the Concierge Coaches Show here on LA Talk Radio. I'm Bruce Cameron, along with Cindy DeFerdinand.
Hi, everybody.
Hey, hey, hey. So, well, it's been another great week here in Texas. How about in California? How have you been doing?
I've been doing good, and coaching is, I just fall in love with it more every week.
Yeah, I do too. I do too. It's never a dull moment, and always something going on. So I guess we had a pre-production meeting of sorts, and we don't have any callers this week that we know of. Now, people are free to call into the show live. We're streaming now, of course, but we don't have any planned callers, so we kind of kick it back and forth and kind of do some case review or talk about coaching trends, just talk about coaching matters at hand here. So anyway, did you want to lead with something something that you're dealing with any of your clients? Or?
Well, I actually have somebody calling me on the other line who might want to call into the show. So I'm going to let you talk and give him some directions if that's what he's trying to do and maybe calling the wrong number. So tell us about your week in coaching. I know you're all over the place, so give us a quick update of how it's been on the executive side.
Yeah, the executive side's been doing well. You know, I think one of the interesting themes I'm running up against with some of my executive clients is that they will develop an attitude of either disdain or, I don't want to say animosity, sometimes it's animosity, toward the company that they work for. And one of the issues that I have to deal with as their coach is getting them over that hump or over that hole, as the case may be. So, for instance, there'll be a feeling of I'm being mistreated, I'm not understood, I thought that perhaps my fellow leaders would be more supportive of me. one of the issues I get from folks that are mid-career to late-career professionals are the company has changed. This isn't the same company I got into X years ago.
Everything changes, right?
Yeah, everything changes. It does, and sometimes you have to be nimble and change with it, and that's difficult sometimes for folks.
Well, sometimes the change is sudden, and people don't adjust to it quickly enough to survive it, you know what I mean? Or they just are having a really hard time, you know, or maybe it's something in their own personal life going on, you know, decisions they're trying to make or things they're dealing with on top of the change. You know, it can be a lot of different stuff, you know, interacting together. Is that what you find?
Yeah, it usually is a lot of other things operating concurrently that's ending up in kind of a messy situation. But at the end of the day, right, people have free will to make choices. And, you know, my job as a coach is to help them sort through their options. Okay, so they can act this way, they can act that way. They can do this, they can do that. And each one of those actions has its own set of consequences, sometimes good, sometimes not so good. And so, you know, like we've talked about so, you know, much on the show, you know, what do you think your options are? You know, what are your options are at this point?
And getting that I actually ask that question a lot. Yeah, it comes up, you know, even more than just in the beginning sessions of coaching, you know, because, you know, especially what you do, you know, in the executive corporate world, things change so quickly, you know, and So you really have to be looking at that on a regular basis. I think we may have hopefully connected him to the right number. Luke calling in, and he is an incredible coach here in Southern California. So I hope he connects in because he does a variety of disciplines and modalities that are fascinating, and his passion about coaching is pretty unsurpassed. So I'm hoping that he gets connected to the station.
Okay, I don't see him yet, but let me go ahead and I'll start to fire up some things here in the Texas studios to see if we can bring him in the tractor right. beam here. So, that sounds good. So,
hello, this is Luke.
There's Luke.
Hey, Luke. There you are. Hey, good job.
You?
I'm fabulous. I want to introduce you to Bruce Cameron, my co-host on the Concierge Coaches Show. And we were just doing a little talking about executive coaching, and time got away from us, but would love to have you tell us a little bit about your background. I just introduced you as somebody, your passion for coaching, I think is pretty unsurpassed, but you do a lot of different modalities in practice that I think would be really interesting to discuss as well. So I think, I don't know where you'd like to start. I know you've been coaching for some time, and as well as, teaching coaching. But I think that beyond coaching, and Bruce, you can jump in at any time, some of the other things you do to interlace with the coaching could be really interesting to our listeners.
I'm happy to talk about that.
Fabulous.
So who I am, my name is Luke Benoit, and I am no relation to David Benoit. I get asked that all the time. And also, I am not your father or you, whatever that thing is from Star Wars. I always get that too. I am your father.
Luke Skywalker.
Oh, right. You're not. Okay. What I am is a transformation coach. And I help people change their lives, their relationships, their love relationships, their issues with money and their bodies so that they can have the lives that they really want and deserve. I work a lot with addictions, anxiety, relationships, and I use a lot of tools that other people don't use. I'm a NLP practitioner. I'm very, very big in using EFT and faster EFT, tapping, which many people don't know about, that literally can create miracles in your life in very short periods of time. I help people to get into fitness and change the way they eat, change their bodies, even get into bodybuilding. And I do a lot of work with addictions. I've been sober through the 12-step program for 23 years, and I have a lot of luck with helping people get and stay clean when they can't seem to do that with anybody else. So that's a whole lot of stuff and a whole lot to chew on, but that's me in a nutshell.
I was thinking as you were going through that, Luke, which is a lot of ways you help people and you have a lot of expertise and a lot of years of experience, maybe it would be helpful to define NLP and then tapping. And then once you do that, maybe just tell us, how that can really impact clients, but then also go in, into some of the areas you specialize in and what you do that's unique in those areas. Because we have a little bit of time here, so I think that would be interesting. How about you, Bruce? Is there anything that you're thinking might be?
Yeah, really go ahead. I'm interested about the recovery coaching. Is it more sober coaching? Is it recovery coaching? What techniques you use in that paradigm with the
folks? Yeah, that would be great.
Yeah, when I work with somebody who's recovering, dealing with their addiction or their codependency or their attendant addictions, I'm always going to be
looking at their what addictions?
Their attendant addictions.
attendant. Okay, I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
Sex addiction, relationship right. addiction, a food addiction. I'm always going to be using all the tools that I use with anybody who shows up in front of me to get mm-hmm. underneath what is the old programming that they have that's creating the blocks that are keeping them from moving forward. I have a little movie that people really like. It's on my website, and my website is easy. It's just my name. It's just lukebenoit.com. So LukeBenoit.com. This movie is called The Pac-Man Theory, and it talks about...
Oh, I love that. I love that. I've seen that you do that. Yeah, it's great.
A really good video. It talks about, you know, what blocks are. It talks about limiting beliefs, where they come from, how we acquire them, and how we end up very stuck with them sometimes if we don't have the right tools to get rid of them, you know. The 12-step program for people with addictions can be a great way to approach getting rid of blocks, but very often it doesn't get rid of them all. And that's when mm-hmm. I will get into using NLP with them, tapping and EFT and faster EFT and even hypnosis.
You're also certified as a hypnotist, so that's really helpful as well.
I've done mm-hmm. a lot of work as a hypnotherapist. I don't always talk about that because people seem to fixate on the word hypnotist or hypnosis, and they automatically, like, it will come up every time. Are you going to make me take my clothes off and act like a chicken? And that's not what hypnosis is at all. That's stage hypnosis. And what I do with people is much more about helping them achieve a relaxed state that's much more akin to meditation, where they're so relaxed that they're able to accept positive ideas and positive programs that they're not able to accept in their normal, you know, waking state. Trance is very powerful. Yeah, trance is powerful. Whenever you're doing the tapping, whenever you're doing the hypnosis, the NLP, the EFT, the faster EFT, you're always using trance. And we go in and out of trance during the day all the time. We just don't realize it. Hypnosis is a state of trance and relaxation, and that's all it is. So you could be sitting at home watching the sunset out the window and drop into a state of trance, or watching TV and your mouth kind of drops open and you zone out and you're in a trance state. When we learn how to use those trance states, we can help people get rid of old programming that's been holding them back, and we can help them accept new programs so that they can live in different, you know, exciting, successful ways.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Yes, yes. Very well said. Very well said. Now, can you define NLP and then EFT so that people clearly, you know, like if they don't get it, you know, because sometimes people just have a vague notion, but they don't really know what it is.
NLP is quite hard to define, actually. I'm going to read you a little definition. This is something from Wikipedia, and Wikipedia is really down on NLP too for some reason. But it says here, neuro-linguistics programming, NLP, so it stands for neuro-linguistics programming, is an approach to communication, personal development, and psychotherapy created by Richard Bandler and John Grinder in California in the United States in the 1970s. Also, they were studying Milton Erickson and Virginia Satir when they put this work together. The most famous person using NLP, or who's become the most famous for it, is Tony Robbins. Tony Robbins uses NLP tools, and if you look at his videos or go to one of his events, you'll see it's very, very powerful. He's using it, of course, according to his personality and who he is. But it involves a lot of imagination and visualization and getting the client to manipulate images, colors, sounds, meanings, emotions in order to create shifts in their thinking, beliefs, and feelings.
Maybe
it's kind of hard to describe. I'll give you an example of NLP. A woman comes to me and she tells me that she has a terrible fear of, it could be any number of things. Fear of driving, any kind of phobia. This is really good for, this is just one tool from NLP. But this one particular lady, she had to drive over a very high overpass. And every time she drives the overpass, she has panic attacks. So she tells me she wants to get rid of this. She doesn't know what to do. This is the only road she can take to get to her mother's house, which that seems a little unusual, but I'm not going to challenge her thinking about that. That's so, you know, she has to take this road and she can't do it because of the panic attacks. So what we did with her was use something called the movie technique. And how the movie technique works is we start her out with relaxing and then visualizing her drive from the beginning to the end, going on the overpass to her mother's house, having her experience all of the anxiety, all the negative feelings, all the dread, and asking her when she gets in her head to the end of that movie to let me know. She does. And then I tell her, okay, now I want you to rewind the movie, see everything go backwards until you get to the very beginning of the movie. And when you get there, go ahead and tell me. And so she does. And then I tell her, okay, we're going to run the movie again. And this time the movie is black and white. See the movie, feel it, drive the overpass. When you get to the end, tell me. She does that process. I have her rewind the movie again, see everything go backwards to the beginning. Now run the movie again. This time the movie is black and white and silent. And she runs the movie. And we keep altering this movie and running this movie over and over again so that the soundtrack drops out, the drama track drops out, the anxiety drops out. And we may even start to add in positives in the movie too. Her favorite color. Start to see your favorite color everywhere in this movie. And we have her run this movie 15 or 20 times. And by the end, she's saying, I can't really see the movie. I don't see it. And I asked her, you know, is it upsetting? Yeah. Is it upsetting to you? And she'll say, no, it doesn't upset me now. I say, okay, let me know what happens. She leaves. She comes back the next week and she says, oh, I drove the overpass. It was just fine. It didn't bother me at all.
Wow. So
NLP,
it's very effective.
Yeah. NLP is a system of tools like that, hundreds of tools like that one, that help people make all different kinds of changes in their life.
Yeah, and you know, I wanted to point out too, it totally makes sense. Something that's popping in my head, Luke, as you're talking, is you need to be trained to do this. People get certified and
trained. You have to go
trained,
get a certification. I have three NLP certifications.
Yeah. It's not just something that... You know, I wouldn't recommend, and I'm just, you know, you may give us some feedback, listening to what you did and then trying it in your coaching practice or trying it on a family
member.
Absolutely,
no, I would not do that. You need to go get
right.
a certification, study this. It's not hard to get a certification. You can get some very good certifications that can be, you know, acquired in only 3 days. What we're talking about here is how important it is to have power tools in your toolbox, especially when it comes to people showing up who have blocks and need to get rid of those blocks so they can move forward in their life. You know, my big slogan that I always have on my website and everything I do is, you know, release what's holding you back. whatever it is, let's get to it so we can release what's holding you back. If it's those limiting beliefs about yourself, if it has to do with self-esteem, old programming you have about money, whatever it is that makes you think, you know, you can't have that life that you want, even though you know you deserve it, because sometimes there's a contradiction between what's going on in our head and what's going on below our neck in our body. You know, I can understand logically that I deserve all good things and my life should be fantastic. But if the rest of me isn't in agreement with that, and my emotions are not vibrating that way, and my beliefs don't match that, then it's just not going to happen. Or maybe I'll move forward, but then it'll be two steps back. And the struggle doesn't need to be that difficult.
That's interesting. What about the EFT? Can you just, and the faster EFT, just a little bit about what that is?
Sure.
So people understand it. And the same goes for that. You need to be trained, you know, it's not something you can just
absolutely
apply.
Well, a lot of this, sometimes you can train yourself with EFT. A wonderful resource. Everybody get a pencil and a pen. There's a terrific website called tapping.com. And there's a terrific video on tapping.com that teaches you how to tap basic on yourself. And it's very, very good. Very,
oh,
very
good. Oh, that's great.
Yeah. And this goes to the title, the EFT title, which stands for Emotional Freedom Technique. And my favorite kind of current expression of emotional freedom technique is a book and a website, both called The Tapping Solution. And the guy who does those, it's escaping me. Wait, it'll come. Nick Ortner. O-R-T-N-E-R. He has a movie, too. The book is available on Kindle. It's my favorite resource for EFT and traditional kind of old-style tapping. Tapping is very powerful. What it does is has you tap on acupressure and acupuncture trigger points that are on meridians that connect to different organs in your body. Okay. Theoretically, what we're talking about is energy gets stored in the body and stuck, negative energy, and when we tap, it releases it. And as we tap, we talk, and we talk through the upsetting material, and it usually is going to say, you know, something like this anxiety as you're tapping on the different points, and then I let it go. I have a video on my YouTube channel that shows a quick way to tap for anxiety on yourself. It's a really good little video. It's about 6 minutes, really good demonstration. It's actually a combination of elements from EFT and faster EFT together. But The Tapping Solution is a terrific book. I particularly like the way he uses the diagram of the tree to get to, you know, the problems that are really underneath the roots and what's showing above the surface in terms of the problems we see as the leaves. It helps you diagram what you're trying to get to. I'm
What's
a big,
it,
big
the
fan
YouTube
of
video,
that.
Luke? That is your name for it?
The YouTube video, it's Luc Benoit, and it's, I think, Quick Anxiety Tap.
Okay, thank you.
So if you go to my YouTube channel, which is just my name, just Luc Benoit, it's there, Quick Anxiety Tap.
It's great. Lots of resources to go.
Yeah. Now, even better than EFT is something called faster EFT. And I encourage everybody out there to take this class, okay? Go to www.fastereft.com. It is absolutely brilliant. Robert is the creator of Faster EFT. He's completely genius. His classes are phenomenal. And you do need a lot of training before you try to do Faster EFT on somebody. So I am
the traditional first, yeah.
Yeah. So Faster EFT, I really recommend. I am the commercial for Robert Smith and Faster EFT. Everybody go out and take this class. I took his class earlier this year. It was like 8-day immersion class. Tapping the whole time. It was like learning a foreign language, you know, in another country. It was so intense, but the material is so rich and powerful and dense, and I walked away with such an amazing skill set. And I'm going to go back for more training as soon as the next level comes around for me to take it. It's good for you to
be talking about that, to, you know, like coaches continually train and learn and study and get levels. And, you know, so for people out there who are maybe, you know, thinking about hiring a coach or just want to learn about coaching or are a coach, you know, we're always learning. Our whole show is really to just get information out so that people can understand what coaching is and what it is and you know, what it can do for them and all the different specialties and how people help people through coaching. Luke, Bruce, you had a question about sober coaching, I think it was. Are you still there, Bruce?
Yeah. Oh, so go ahead.
Oh, no. I know I think we may have lost Bruce. Bruce, are you there? Sometimes we've had technical issues earlier, the pre-production show. So, I know he had asked a question.
Let me say just one more thing first about.
Yes,
let me say one
yes,
more thing
yes,
about
please.
The Faster EFT. I want everybody to understand that Faster EFT, okay, is so powerful because Faster EFT combines the elements of EFT and NLP together to become. Faster EFT. So Faster EFT is like a bazooka for change. And there's a lot of focus with Faster EFT on tapping on yourself. If you go to their website, which is fastereft.com, you can sign up for a free 7-day videos class that teaches you how to tap on yourself using the Faster EFT method. And I just think it's invaluable. Everybody ought to go ahead and do that. It's really, really good.
That's interesting.
Okay.
So, I mean, there's help. So what I'm hearing you say, Luke, is that you can learn EFT and Faster EFT and NLP and do techniques on yourself. But the recommendation that we're talking about to the audience is if you're going to use it in practice, in your coaching practice, train to use it on somebody.
Train. Yes, exactly.
Yes,
exactly.
In a good way, right? With the light at the end of the train. Yes. Okay. So that was fabulous. Really good information. I really love that you started with the techniques and the powerful tools. You said you have to have powerful tools in your coaching practice to get people who are stuck to move forward to get the lives that they want. You know, they may visualize what they want and they're getting stuck. They can't get there. I call that being, you know, sort of stuck in the mirror. You know, when you just sort of are up to your ankles in quicksand, you can't move forward. And that's a lot of the reason why somebody will seek a coach out, because they want an accountability partner. They want somebody with the tools to assist and help them find the answers to move forward. These different techniques that you use, that I know you're so passionate about in your practice, are just things you consider as powerful tools. Sort of like powerful questions, you know, that you can ask the coach to get somebody drilling for their own answers. when they're blocked, when they're running around with false beliefs, when there's something holding them back and they may not even know it, or it's a tape that runs in their head. You know, these are powerful techniques that you've been trained in to really utilize with clients. And I know from talking to you that you've got some really incredible results from it.
Yeah, so that's so phenomenal.
Cool. It's so cool. Yeah, it's really cool. So let's talk a little bit about your passion and, you know, the different types of, you know, the types of people you draw. And from that, I mean, what are their needs? What are their problems? You know, I know you talked about anxiety. I know you talked about recovery. I know you talked about relationships, body image, fitness. Just take it from the top wherever you'd like it out, you know, and talk sure. to us a little bit about, you know, I know sometimes we can all, you know, we choose a specialty or a specialty chooses us. So maybe we've been trained, maybe professionally we were something before we became a coach. And so we kind of combine those. Sometimes our practices shift and change and people are drawn to us and in a different way. And we start another path in helping people. Maybe you can sort of talk to us about when you began coaching, what was your focus, and then kind of roll through those, the different types of people that you help.
Well, if I look at now I'm working a lot with coaches, and I think that was unexpected for me. One of the best things you can do to become a better coach is go get a lot of coaching. So I work with a lot of people who are becoming coaches on refining where they want to focus, looking at what the blocks are that are holding them back in their lives, looking at what the blocks are that are holding them back in terms of growing and developing their businesses, and coming up with that plan of action to you know, succeed with the goals and fulfill that vision. I never thought I'd really be wanting to do that work so much, but I'm very good at it, and it turns out I really love it.
Yeah, I do a lot of that as well, and I really love it. And I, one of the things that I love about it is getting people up and out. You know, you may have a vision, you may have a purpose and something you're so terribly educated on and have personal experience and passion for, but you're not going to be good at all parts. I do business startup coaching. So, you know, people come and they're not good at all the parts. And when they struggle with certain parts, maybe it's getting in front of an audience. Maybe it's organizing that book. Maybe it's putting the important parts of the platform or their business together. Organizing and focus. I always tell them, this is what you got to do. We got to work through this because there's so many people out there for you to help. And, you know, that approaching it with a service, you know, I'm here to serve, you know, kind of mentality.
Yes.
It's helpful to me in my walk. It's professionally, and it can be really helpful to other people that we're not all good at everything, right? Every part of the puzzle. But when we push ourselves through those hard parts and get that experience we need because it rounds us out, kind of a thing. I don't know. Coaching, I do, you know, coaching people starting businesses, and sometimes it is coaches, but it's just really interesting to me how valuable, and it's just such an incredible experience. To me, that coaching relationship is unlike any other.
I totally agree with you. I do. What it is, even that experience for me, what makes it so incredible is the gift of getting to witness the transformation that happens with somebody, especially that moment when they release that negative energy or grief or pain or old idea, and the light bulb goes on and you see them, you know, turn 180 degrees, and you can know that there was the moment before and now the time after
and this person is never going to be the same. You know, that just makes my heart sing, being able to be a part of that for somebody. And whether that's
and
happening.
To see you see the happiness, you know, to see. Obviously,
yeah,
it's
freedom.
Just like just even in one session to see, or it's maybe in the early
Sometimes,
the tension, to see the face soften, to see the light, to see the happiness. I mean, it is rewarding.
Yes.
I mean, there's
and the energy, you know. So now I do that lots with coaches, and you know, initially I did a lot of work in addiction and codependency because I had a lot of personal recovery in that area. So it was really natural for me. When I'm doing recovery coaching with somebody, usually we're going to look at whether or not they're involved in a 12-step program. There's going to be some people who are, and that's a plus because they've dug up a whole bunch of stuff that can be processed with tools and help, you know, in setting them free and moving them forward. There's going to be people who don't want to do the 12-step program and have a lot of resistance. And my approach is never to fight them about that, but just to deal with what they're going through in a traditional coaching approach, help them create a vision of what they want, set goals to make that happen, create an action plan to reach those goals, put it on a timeline, and when the blocks arise, use the toolbox of power tools to break through those blocks so they can move forward. Makes sense, right?
So you're just using, yeah, for me, it makes perfect sense. You're just using coaching, the skill set of coaching.
I have a really great...
Without fighting really them, I guess, you know...
Video. No, not fighting them. It won't work.
It's not telling them what to do. Once again, that's what coaching is. It's not about telling them what to do. You know, you may take your coaching hat off and put a consulting hat on because you have an expertise. But when you're coaching somebody, it's not about telling them what to do, especially when they're in that. To me, that's a vulnerable situation, you know, or position.
You bet.
They have to find their way there to their, you know, solution to, you know, they have to get there. And sometimes it's quickly and sometimes it's really slowly and gradually. So I like what you said, that you don't resist that. You know,
no, you can't. You can't fight. If somebody wants to fight, you have to just drop the rock and you have to follow where they're willing to go, you know.
Right,
really.
Right.
So,
yeah, that's nice. Nicely said.
Kind of, you know, in the recovery area, you're always going to bump into people who have crazy relationships. And so that became something I worked with early on, and I work with a lot still. You know, people who are picking the wrong relationships for whatever reason, or who are finding themselves...
Staying too long in the wrong relationship.
You know, sometimes in relationship with someone who's drinking and using, or just not believing they can have a satisfying relationship that's good. You know, some people who are stuck and just can't find somebody because they have a belief that says, I'm never going to find somebody. You know, we want to just get rid of that.
Other people that when it starts getting intimate, they bail, you know. There's all kinds of stories around that. But
yeah, the best material on that for me is in the books by Pia Melody. There's Facing Love Addiction and Facing Codependence. And those books are so full of great information. They're so rich. I refer those for people a lot to look at, and the, as they do.
Thank you
say,
for
yeah,
the resources. That's wonderful.
Yeah.
That's wonderful.
Her name is Pia Melody, and the books are Facing Love Addiction and Facing Codependence. And codependence is a very, very powerful syndrome that so many people have and they don't know they have. And, you know, it manifests in terms of poor boundaries and low self-esteem and, you know, some other
markers as well. But, you know, those lack of boundaries gets us into crazy relationships because we don't choose carefully enough. And it even affects our money world and our money life. Because if I don't believe in myself appropriately, how can I really be worth any money? You know, and it's the same thing that I tell people when I work with them about their bodies. You know, the body I have right now is the direct reflection of the beliefs I have inside about the body I believe I deserve, period. And it's the same thing with money. The money in my bank account right now is a direct reflection of my beliefs inside about the money I think I believe I deserve.
Now, what if somebody said to you, well, I don't believe that? And that would indicate the resistance thing. And then how would you handle that?
I would say, you know, you can choose not to believe that. And I would say, what are your options? Which is always the perfect question at any time. I would say, as Dr. Phil always says, he's not my favorite, but I love this question. How's that working for you?
Right, right. Or what do you really want? I love that, you know.
And
what do you want, you know?
Mm-hmm. And I would say, even though you don't believe that, are you willing to engage in this process anyway to try it, to give it a try and see what happens?
Mm-hmm.
And
make the commitment.
Know,
are you willing to commit?
Usually they're going to say yes. Almost never are they going to say no. If they're going to say no, they probably didn't come see me in the first place because they knew this is the kind of stuff that I do, you know. But if they say no, I'm going to say, okay, what do you think we should do? What do you think will work? And I'm going to follow mm-hmm. them.
Right. You got to start. You got to start with where they're at, right? Meet them where they're at. It's always about the client. Meet them where they're at. Right.
Absolutely.
That's
true.
Interesting. As you started in more recovery, addiction coaching, I know you also mentioned, Luke, that you do a lot of work with anxiety, people that suffer anxiety, and you're quite good at it. So can you share a little bit?
Who doesn't suffer from anxiety, right? Think about it, really. Who the hell doesn't suffer from anxiety? My God, everyone does. And there are incredible...
That's funny. I was thinking a couple of things when you said that, but I'm not sure it's appropriate on air, so that's funny. So go ahead.
You know, the best way for me to deal with anxiety is to tap, to get with somebody who's really good, to get focused on what it is that we're having the anxiety about, and to tap. I can tap on myself, and it's good, and it's effective, but it's much better for me if I go or get with somebody and have them tap on me or have them tap me through the process. I get a lot more out of that. That can be, you know, so powerful. It can be almost like a brain surgery, you know. The best way, if anybody out there is dealing with panic attacks, that's a terrible form of anxiety. If you're having panic attacks, the best way to deal with it is to get by a clock with a second hand. As the second hand comes around, cover your mouth and breathe only through your nose and watch that second hand go around twice, 2 minutes. At the end of that period, take your hand away from your mouth, check your anxiety level. It's going to have reduced dramatically. If it's
That's a simple technique.
It's yes. If it's going to have gone from like 10 to either 0 or 3, something like that. If it's not completely gone, cover your mouth again, breathe only through your nose, and this is key. Watch that second hand go around again twice. Take your hand away. It's going to be 1 or 0. What that
wow, that's
does
pretty simple.
Is so simple, it regulates the amount of carbon dioxide and oxygen in your body. It's the same thing as breathing into a paper bag like they would have people do in the old days.
Yeah, yeah.
It's balancing out the amount of carbon dioxide and oxygen in your body. When you're in panic, your body is flooded with oxygen. Mm. And that is the biggest problem. So what we normally do is about the worst thing you can do to someone, and we tell them, take deep breaths. Okay? Now, my body is flooded with oxygen, and now you're telling me to take in even more oxygen and even more oxygen, flooding it more and more. That's the opposite of what we need to do. When we do this, the result is incredibly, incredibly dramatic almost all of the time.
Yeah, and I also have heard you say with anxiety, it's people that suffer, you know, an anxiety disorder, ongoing, you know, serious levels of anxiety on a regular basis, that they really need to be, it's almost like working out, you know, if you're going to, you know, get in shape, you go to the gym, you work out, that you need to be doing things daily to combat the anxiety. And I don't know what some of your favorite things would be, but I have heard you say that. I mean, it's the getting the tools, the techniques, and really living them because you struggle to a higher degree.
Absolutely. We're talking about tapping on a regular basis, tapping on yourself and getting tapping sessions from somebody who's good. Okay. Also, meditation is crucial. And there are so many ways to meditate. I'm very partial to the method from the Course in Miracles. That's where I learned how to meditate most effectively. You can just sit in total quiet and clear your mind and set a timer. And that can be, you know, successful meditation.
Nice.
I think about what Deepak Chopra says, 30 minutes in the morning, 30 minutes in the evening for silence meditation. That is really what we're supposed to need in order to function properly in our world. When you meditate, you know, not to bullshit.
Now, of course,
that may panic
some people who can't sit still. So
well,
it's always start
the learning.
Start somewhere.
The learning.
Start,
you know.
Yeah. Start
when
1 minute.
When we meditate, we connect with our higher self.
Right.
For some people, that includes God. For some people, it's just the positive energy of the universe.
You got 1 minute.
There is an energy running inside of me. And that energy is powerful. And
right. Hey, Luke, we have 1 minute. We have.
Go
we
ahead,
just
whatever.
Have. Yeah, I just want to thank you. So many valuable tools. I just heard Bruce back on.
I hope it was interesting.
It was very interesting, and I'm sorry, Bruce, you had technical difficulties. But I want to thank you, Luke, and once again, why don't you give us your website and how people can reach you.
Sure. Website, www.lukebenoit.com, LukeBenoit. My phone number, 562-618-3099. And my email is lukebenoit@lukebenoit.com.
Thanks so much for coming on today, Luke. We really appreciate it.
Love you, Cindy. I'll talk to you soon.
Love you. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And I can be reached at wisdomfoods.com and 714-943-6206. And Bruce?
I can be reached at conciergecoach.net at 214-431-2032. So until next week, have a great week.
Have a fabulous rest of Tuesday.
And see us on our Facebook at Concierge Coaches. And we'll see you here next week on the Concierge Coaches Show on LA Talk Radio. Take care.
Take care. Bye-bye.
You're listening to the Concierge Coaches Show with Bruce Cameron and Cindy DeFerdinand, only on LA Talk Radio.